And a lot of these wicked pastors, they're leading people astray. They're the 2 Peter chapter 2 type people who are simply having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. They're false prophets, and no Christian ever should be involved in that. That guy ought to get out of that church.
Amen.
Join a real church.
Amen.
With the real man of God behind the pulpit that's going to tell you the truth.
Right. Yes.
I'm not here to get your money. All right, I'm here to teach you how to grow in the Lord, to know the Word of God, so you can be a soul winner and live a life that's pleasing to God.
Amen.
And look, I'm married. I'm married to one woman, and I'll stay married to one woman. Yes. I don't have babies out of wedlock. You understand that? And look, I'm not against anybody who does. You made a mistake in the past. That's different.
Amen.
You understand that? But when you're glorifying that on television, telling people, yeah, this is how I do it. Yeah, you fornicator. That is how you do it, you adulterer.
Right.
No Christian ought to be following that. And see, here's the thing. These men are charismatic. That's why they follow them.
Yeah.
Because they're so charismatic, so cool. They make Christianity look so cool. We're not looking to make Christianity look cool.
Amen.
It's a godly, holy thing.
Yes.
You need to get into a real church with the real men of God, with real people of God, who have a desire to serve the Lord, who has a King James Bible. We're out soul winning. We believe the right doctrines. And yeah, we'll post it so you can see that we're not afraid of anybody to know about it.
Amen.
Not this money grubbing crap,
yes,
where you have to take 3 offerings to pay for the pastor's Bentley because, yep, he wants a helicopter in the next 3 months.
Yes.